My name is Kamal Basnet. Originally, I am from Bhutan.
Basnet works for the state, helping refugees get jobs.
I left my country when I was 8 years old. I came to Nepal as a refugee. I resettled there in refugee camp for 17 years. Then after United Nations agencies, they provide us resettlement options. So we opted to resettle in United States.
Basnet arrived in Manchester on a warm spring day in 2008. He remembers that one of his first encounters with Queen City officials was at the police department, which he says, like many refugees, scared him.
Back in Bhutan and Nepal, they are afraid with police officer. If you speak towards them, they will be arrested. At the beginning, when I come to this New Hampshire, I felt in that way as well, because back in country, they start doing, punishing or, using a physical violence or physical torture.
Basnet is one of 2,500 Bhutanese who resettled in New Hampshire and had to relearn what police were all about. Captain Richard Riley is with the Manchester Police. He says the cultural education Basnet received isn't just for refugees.
It's equally important that our officers understand that from the countries where they come from, the police behave very differently. And that causes certain nuances to occur in behavior that they need to be aware of. So it's important that we talk freely about it here at the police department and in recruit training, new hire training.
The police also collaborate with resettlement agencies like the International Institute of New England in Manchester. Nasir Arush is the institute's director. He says new arrivals have no reason to trust police. How to reverse the instinct? He invites the police to speak with his clients.
They talked about the laws in this country, talk about how to interact with the police if they stop in a traffic violation, talk about issue about domestic violence, how to avoid that kind of things, how to communicate.
Arush attends monthly advisory board meetings at the police station with other refugee leaders, including youth organizers. Captain Riley says over the last 5 years, the meetings have brought several issues to the forefront. For example, one is the cultural conflict, not between new refugees and longtime residents, but between the refugee parents who don't speak English and their children who've more easily assimilated.
Dad tries to say, I want you in by 7. Oh, no way, Dad. I've been told I'm free to do whatever I want. You're not going to do that to me. And if you do, I'm going to call the police on you. And the father will actually be intimidated by that because he knows how the police are in his country of origin.
Well, have they ever really gotten away with it? Have they actually threatened and then called the police?
Absolutely. When an officer responds to a kid who's made a 911 call that's been being beaten by his parents, when the officer responds, there's simply no evidence. And they talk with the parents, through a translator if necessary. We're an experienced department, and we understand when someone may not be as truthful.
I know in Sudan that there is no 911. There is getting the police involved is the last resort, if ever.
That's Rashida Mohammed. She's a native of Sudan, like many of the recent Manchester refugees. She's also a victim's advocate with the Manchester Police. Mohammed says she's concerned about the 911 or domestic crimes that are never reported.
I have so many women that they would come and talk to me, and they are in an abusive relationship. However, they don't want to take a legal action.
So would it be correct to say that domestic violence is underreported in refugee communities?
Yes, absolutely. It is. Abuse, it has a lot of layers with it. Shame, it's big one. Nobody wanted to say that's my partner, my husband, the one I came with. It's mistreating her or him sometimes. And also the community are so close to each other.
Reporting abuse is a difficult choice for any victim, and it's not simply a refugee problem. But refugee women, says Mohammed, are seeking asylum from a country that's no longer safe, so they're afraid of losing the only support they have.
Most women, they think that since they came here with their partners, their status, it's connected to him. And they were being threatened by, okay, you want to do anything about it, then, I'm going to divorce you, you're not going to be a citizen, you have to go back, and so on. So,
for police, responding to various cultures is less of a challenge when the officers are also from diverse backgrounds. Again, Captain Riley.
A department should reflect the community in which it serves, and we're not quite there yet. At the same time, we have standards that need to be met.
Police officials say they're trying to recruit and hire more minorities. Meanwhile, they continue to make strides with the refugees who've been here a while. And that building of trust will be a big help to the 200 new refugees from Iraq, Bhutan, Congo, and Somalia who arrive in Manchester this fall. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.